Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today we're going to talk about xenobiotics, big word, but strangers to the body. Mm-hmm. And specifically, we're going to talk on heavy metals that we're not going to talk about rock bands, right?
Okay. You mean the real heavy metals.
The real heavy metals body that cause problems that we're going to talk about in our health, big problems.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot going on with the Mercury Project right now that Robert F. Kennedy is heading up. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about that. But before we get started, Dr. Prather, what are heavy metals?
Well, heavy metals are metals that have been proven to be toxic to the body, mm-hmm. Cause harm and disturbances. Sometimes it can even be deadly so if you get enough of them in. So, you know, it's something that is very well acknowledged as an issue. And if you do have them, that there are going to be health consequences.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to identify the heavy metals, some of the common ones that, of course, everyone thinks about. The first one is lead.
Mm-hmm.
There's been an awful lot of legislation that's passed. We've taken out lead out of the paint. We've taken lead out of the exhaust of automobiles because it does cause damage, especially to children. If you have too high of a lead, it definitely causes learning disabilities, health issues, problems with the liver. Also immune issues. So lead is probably the most common
And when was that? I remember as a kid.
Yes.
Was it in the 70s?
Yeah, 60s and 70s, the awareness that lead was especially a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that was addressed, and there was legislation and changes made so that children wouldn't be exposed to high levels of lead.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that people commonly think of is mercury,
mm-hmm.
and mercury
which
can cause
which is big in the news
lot.
Right now.
It is. You know that it does cause a lot of neurological damage. It does also cause learning disabilities, health issues.
It's in autism.
Autism. Mm-hmm. That's one of the things that's thought to be involved in that. Arsenic is a very important one. Cadmium, aluminum, beryllium. And then there's some others that can also cause health problems if they're in too high levels, cobalt, copper, nickel, iron. Each of those can cause different types of health issues,
mm-hmm.
and needs to be found out if that's an underlying problem.
Well, how common are heavy metal toxicity in people?
Well, what we find, and it pretty well agrees with the Center of Disease Control, is that children have a higher level of heavy metal toxicity than adults do.
Mm-hmm.
And as they were doing some studies on children, they found about 40% of the children that they tested had some form of heavy metal toxicity that was higher than it should be. For adults, it's more around the level of 10%.
Mm-hmm.
of people have
That's
a heavy
still
metal.
Quite a few.
It's still quite a few.
What did you say the percentage of children were?
40%.
40%.
Which is not that, you know, children are just more susceptible
for
absorbing.
Why is that?
They don't have the barriers that mm-hmm. adults do. One of the things is that they're in a rapid growth, so their absorption rates are much higher.
Mm-hmm.
than adults.
Because they're growing,
mm-hmm. so they absorb it easily. And then not only is it more easily absorbable, but it can also pass into the nervous system much easier than an adult. So children are far more important to have checked out whether they have heavy metal toxicity because that affects their immune system.
Mm-hmm.
It affects their nervous system. It is one of the causes that have been identified as could lead to autism, Asperger's, learning disabilities. We've seen that in quite a few of our patients that we've treated.
Mm-hmm.
And then also immune compromise is a big thing. Kidney damage, liver damage. So, you know, checking on those would be very important. And children are much more important to check on than adults, though we have a lot of adults whose health issues are completely related to the heavy metal toxicity that they're actually dealing with.
Yeah. So how are people exposed to heavy metals?
You can be exposed through quite a few different ways. We had talked about paint. Children would, if paint was flaking off, that they would put it into their mouth. So orally, you can get it in. Mercury, you can get that in through fish. There can be other different types of toxins. It can be in your water supply, especially if you're dealing with well water as an issue. So you have to check on the water supply. Pesticides. Pesticides, arsenic is a leading ingredient in pesticides.
Interesting.
So if you are having your house sprayed or other different types of things, or if you are close to a farm that's using a lot of pesticides.
Golf course.
Golf courses. There can be toxicity that comes out of that. The air that we breathe. If you are exposed to certain types of chemicals in the air. Cadmium, very interestingly, if you are involved in chimney cleaning, had a patient who had an old chimney, and he decided to do a cleanser with it. And they had all sorts of warnings, and he had messed up and had gotten a big dose of the cleaner that was involved, and he was exposed to heavy amounts of cadmium and did not know it, but his health issues started up at that time, and cadmium will destroy the lungs and the kidneys. So he was starting to have breathing problems. He had hypertension because the kidneys were damaged, didn't know what was happening. We did some blood work on him, did a lung function test, because those were some of the things that were showing up. Showed the damage to the lungs, showed the damage to the kidneys. We did a hair analysis on him and found out that he had high levels of cadmium. We did a blood test on him also to check on that, but it wasn't a recent exposure, so it wasn't showing up in the blood.
So if it's a recent exposure, it
blood
might not
is the
show
best
up
way.
In...
Right.
Okay. And blood is the blessed way, but if it's been a while...
It's been a while. Hair
it won't show
analysis.
Up.
Correct.
Hair analysis. Okay,
so
and we'll be going over that.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have very, very high levels of cadmium, and you know, we were able to get that down. Had some good relief, but he continues to have some release of cadmium in his system. So it's a constant type of thing that we get that out. And so, and some of the damage was permanent to the kidneys and lungs, but we were able to reverse quite a bit of it. I'm sure that if it was left untreated, he would have gone into some type of emphysema. Kidney failure would have been the result of that. But we were able to stop that, realize it. We had caught him not right away. If we had, we could have completely kept that from a problem. But we caught him about 2 years after the incident.
Well, and a lot of people, he probably didn't realize...
Sure.
As he was cleaning the chimney, that was going to affect him.
Actually, they did have warnings all over the place on it.
Oh,
and
on that product?
Yes, that it could cause lung and kidney damage if he was exposed to it. But he kind of messed up as he was doing it. And
that's when you just call it chimney sweep.
Really, that should have been something professional should have done instead of him doing it.
Yeah, anything that's going to be toxic. We just had our garage floor done.
Sure.
We'll let somebody else do that.
Right.
That's not something that, you know, we need to do.
In
fact, we don't even put pesticides on our grass. We do natural and we're trying to get all our neighbors to do that.
Right.
Also.
Trying to cut down on the amount of exposure you have. I've had people who worked in factories that they were exposed to different metals.
Yeah.
You know, too high of levels. And we needed to, first, of course, you know, once we found out that that was a problem, we let the companies know. They had people come down, check out the levels. Had to change some of the things that were going on. But that has been, you know, we get about two or three of those a year. So it's important. And one of the things, like the gentleman with the cadmium levels, he had actually been to about six doctors, you know, because they had been sending
him
around.
I was wondering if mainstream, you go to your medical doctor, do they check for heavy metals?
They had not.
Okay.
They had not
but
checked.
But is that root? No, is that something? That's something. That's one of our top diagnostics if we're thinking there's a xenobiotic
right.
in the body.
You're looking for that type of thing. In other words, that it really wasn't identified. They knew that he was sick. Matter of fact, they hadn't even identified the lung and kidney damage. Mm-hmm. So, there, you know, it really was missed for him.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about arsenic because that's... recently, we've had some patients who have had real problems with arsenic.
It had affected the whole family. And when you're talking about arsenic, basically it was coming from well water because mm-hmm. they had quite a few farmers around in the area.
They were in a rural area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, rural area. And there was arsenic in the water. Mm-hmm. And so the whole family was exposed to it. The mother had the highest levels. And it can cause some personality changes.
Hmm. So what do there you mean was, by that?
Well, it causes changes in how you think. Hmm. One of the things is Abraham Lincoln's wife. Mm-hmm. I believe she was Amy. I forget her name. Mm-hmm. But she had been treated by some physicians who used arsenic to help her with some infections. And the arsenic made her crazy. Hmm. So, you know, you have some abnormal behavior that occurs. There's some weakening of the immune system. There's some aches and pains. But they had gone back and actually checked on her, and she actually had arsenic poisoning. There was several people, very famous people, who had arsenic poisoning in the past that caused some issues. One of the more interesting ones for mercury was Michael Jackson. Mm. Michael Jackson, some of his abnormal behavior was because of mercury toxicity.
He had abnormal behavior?
He had some abnormal behavior. What he did is he had a skin condition where there was a blotching between mm-hmm. the colors. And one of the things they used was a cream to lighten the skin. Mm-hmm. And it had mercury in it as one of the ingredients. And when they did the autopsy, he had a 100 times lethal dose of mercury in his
wow.
system. And it was causing some abnormal behavior on his part, mm-hmm. Some health issues that mm-hmm. Went unexplained.
Yeah, it's so important what we put on our skin. Largest organ in the body.
Right. You can actually absorb that and cause some heavy metal toxicity.
So many toxins with hair dyes and facial cream. When we come back, more on xenobiotics, strangers to the body.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
The three tests, Dr. Prather, that you suggest everyone have every year, you know, to give a complete picture of health is the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, the GI Effects Stool Kit, and the Hair Analysis. And what does the Hair Analysis reveal about a person's health?
Well, one of the most important things that we're looking on a hair analysis is the possibility of heavy metal toxicity. That can cause a huge variety of diseases and symptoms that can actually occur. Any type of autoimmune disease could begin with a heavy metal toxicity or any type of neurological conditions, MS, ALS, a lot of those types of diseases can be kicked off by heavy metal toxicity, including a whole host of symptoms that would be hard to explain any other way. The other things that show up with the hair analysis is the balance of the minerals. It can play a huge effect on the entire system. Now, when plants actually grow, they can actually make the fatty acids, the vitamins, the amino acids, but the minerals have to come from the ground. So if the minerals aren't there, they can't make them. So the most common deficiencies that can occur in nutritional health of an individual is mineral deficiencies or mineral imbalances. And the hair analysis is the best way to actually show up those changes that can occur.
Well, how does the hair analysis help find the root cause of health issues? And no pun intended there.
When you're actually trying to discover what's going on in an individual, so many things can actually result with a mineral imbalance or a heavy metal toxicity that behooves us to actually do that particular test. And that's one reason that I recommend it be done at least once a year. And if there's any type of important type of disease process going on or unexplained symptoms, checking on the hair analysis really can show a tremendous amount and cause reveal the underlying problem.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. We're talking today about xenobiotics, strangers to the body. And let's just go through that list of the heavy metals that can cause a lot of health issues. Mm-hmm. We have lead, mercury, arsenic,
cadmium, aluminum, beryllium, cobalt, copper and nickel, and iron actually can be a problem too.
Well, let's talk about mercury, because mercury's in the news right now.
Certainly.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has started a Mercury World Project. He's been very passionate about that, the mercury toxicity. Where do you find mercury?
Well, of course, you're talking about mercury as a preservative in vaccinations. So that is one of the areas. And one of the theories for autism and Asperger's is that kids are getting shots with too high of levels of mercury in it and causing problems with the brain and the nervous system, resulting in autism. What mercury is well known for is it's a great preservative, but it's not the best thing to have in your system.
Right.
In a matter of fact, the term quack very interestingly came from German, and it came from the term quacksilver, which was quicksilver, which was mercury. So a quack was someone who used mercury to try to heal people. There was actually a whole profession on
so
that.
So who really are the quacks?
So that is the origination of a quack. A quacking doctor had some initial success, but then killed the patient or made the patient crazy.
Okay.
So, you know, you've heard of a Mad Hatter?
Yes.
The Mad Hatter, what they would do is they would take top hats and they would use a rubbing of mercury on it to make the hat shiny. And so all hatters became crazy.
Interesting. That's where that comes from.
That's where the Mad Hatter comes from.
Well, I think of arsenic. Isn't arsenic an old lace?
Yes, as a means of actually killing people. A lot of people have been killed over the years with arsenic. And arsenic also, for quite a while, was used as a pharmaceutical. Because it was very good for getting different types of infections under control. But again, it made the patient crazy. So it caused madness also. And then eventually death.
Now back to mercury. Is it also found in prescription drugs?
No.
Okay. So just, I just wanted to make sure on that. So as a preservative.
It's a
vaccine.
Excellent preservative. One of the things, though, that is a problem is they've replaced the mercury with aluminum.
In vaccinations.
In vaccinations as a preservative.
Not all of them, but.
Okay. Most of them,
Of them now. Okay.
Yeah. So aluminum, and we see that a lot of children who have autism, Asperger's, and also some other different types of learning disabilities, have high levels of aluminum, causes a lot of neurological issues. Mm-hmm. And as we get the aluminum down, then we see a dramatic change in the health and in the learning ability and the behavior of kids. So, you know, it, you can't just replace it with another different type of toxin.
Right.
you know, so they've lowered the mercury because they found out that, well, that probably isn't a good idea. And as you're, you know, a lot of parents say, well, my child had vaccinations and had no problems. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a very strong issue because what they do is they store the vaccinations in very large drums. Mm-hmm. And they don't call them heavy metals for without a reason. They settle to the bottom. So as you're talking about the first batch that you take off of the top, mm-hmm. Actually doesn't have very much mercury or aluminum in it. Mm-hmm. When you get to the bottom, the levels are sometimes 100 times greater than the ones on the top. Mm-hmm. So one vaccine, there's not a consistency in the...
You can't say, can I have the top of the barrel?
Well, that's actually a pretty good idea, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But there is a settling in the heavy metals, which makes sense, mm-hmm. Towards the bottom. So, you know, as you are, people think that you're getting the exact same thing each vaccination, and that is false. Mm-hmm. So someone who, that can be one of the explanations on why some kids react and some kids don't.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
yeah, now mercury and amalgams is
yes.
it still in the teeth in the amalgams?
Yes, absolutely. So that's an area of
not the dentist I go to.
Right,
he hasn't touched mercury in a long time.
And you can get alternatives to that, and I highly suggest it, especially for children. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we did is we actually at the time when our children were young, is we flew out to California. Mm-hmm. Finding someone who was, you know, excellent at that and could give non-heavy metal amalgam type
now
fillings.
We don't have to fly out to California.
I know.
We can stay right here in Indiana.
It's fantastic. But keeping that down, especially for children, is an important type of thing. As I said before, children are much more susceptible to heavy metal toxicity mm-hmm. Than adults. So having children checked, I mean, it's a very high number. On children that have some problems, and parents do see a difference in the behavior, in the health, and in the learning ability of children as they can get those out.
Well, let's talk about aluminum. You know, sure. You say they replaced it in vaccines, replaced the mercury with aluminum, a toxin for a toxin.
Right.
Where else can you get aluminum? You know, I think of pans that we cook in.
Yeah, you've got aluminum cooking. You also have, one of the things is now aluminum is a preservative in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, some of the things that are listed as organic or natural now use aluminum as a toxicity because the government has decided that it's a non-toxic preservative.
Oh, so, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
A non-toxic preservative.
So it's not oftentimes even listed. One of the things that is, if you take like lettuce and you put it out, mm-hmm. Lettuce wilts pretty quickly. If you spray it with aluminum water, mm-hmm. It'll last days.
Mm, so it's in a lot of our food.
Yes, and anything that, matter of fact, a lot of the already prepackaged lettuce that mm-hmm. you just kind of pour in. The only way that it stays that way is because it's dosed in high levels of aluminum.
Mm. If you go to the easy.
I know. If you go to the salad bar, probably it's been sprayed with aluminum water.
Okay.
Because it's a preservative and it'll actually stay out there. And then they don't have to replace it every couple hours.
Wow. What about deodorant?
Deodorant is
high aluminum?
Absolutely huge place to get aluminum. Aluminum not only is excellent as a preservative, but it also blocks up the pores mm-hmm. So that it's an antiperspirant. Almost all antiperspirants, deodorants, have aluminum in it in high levels.
And that's where your lymph system
and it absorbs into the lymph system and starts to show up. Aluminum has a lot of problems. It causes neurological problems. But one of the things that it definitely causes is, well, it also goes to the nervous system. It's been associated with dementia, Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. It causes a replacement of the aluminum for the calcium and magnesium in the bones.
So osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis is a result of high levels of aluminum. And as the calcium and magnesium escape from the body, they oftentimes settle into the arteries and causes arteriosclerosis.
Wow.
So the aluminum is a big problem with those types of things. We have a lot of problems with aluminum, with changes in the mineral balance in the system, which causes a huge amount of shifts, not only in the bone, but throughout the rest of the body. Causes arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries, which leads to cardiovascular disease. And it settles into the nervous system, which causes abnormal behavior, which for older adults can actually lead to Alzheimer's, dementia, and younger children and learning disabilities and aberrant behavior.
Wow. That is interesting, you know, because we're seeing a rise in Alzheimer's and dementia.
Sure.
Interesting.
And the amount of aluminum that people are taking into their body as compared to 40, 50 years ago is about four times greater.
So people shouldn't be cooking with aluminum pans.
Correct.
It absorbs right into the food
system.
The system. But I want to make sure listeners know there is, because I use it, deodorant out there without aluminum.
Right.
You can find it now almost anywhere, but especially, you know, at your Whole Foods places. And so, good. Well, you know what? Let's go to break. When we come back, so much more to talk about. Xenobiotics, strangers to the body.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I've never eaten a Hot Pocket and then afterwards been, I'm glad I ate that. I'm always like, I'm going to die. I paid for that? Did I eat it or rub it on my face? My back hurts. Uh-oh. Recently, they introduced the breakfast Hot Pocket. Finally. I can't think of a better way to start the day. Good morning. You're about to call in sick. Hot Pocket. Now you can have a Hot Pocket for breakfast, a Hot Pocket for lunch, and be dead by dinner. Dead Pocket.
Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you. No pills gonna kill my head.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about xenobiotics, stranger danger, strangers to the body.
Stranger danger, I like that.
All right. If it's okay with you, I like going through the different, we've talked about lead and mercury and arsenic, aluminum. Let's talk about copper, because that is an issue I'm having. We talk about we're always checking my copper and zinc ratios. So possibly where did I get copper toxicity from?
Well, we find that it's a tendency on a genetic basis.
Oh, so I can blame my mom?
You can blame your mom.
Another thing to blame mom for, right?
Yeah, we're not quite sure why that goes off. But yeah. If you don't get enough zinc, which is a very common deficiency that people have, then the copper can start to raise up too high. And if the copper starts getting up too high, then that can cause a lot of emotional and mental issues where people become a little bit too sensitive. Throws off the hormones.
I can tell you're being really careful. I just admitted to our listeners. Can be a little off balance.
A little bit off balance. A little bit hypersensitive. And there's some very excellent types of changes that
Agitation,
that
agitation too.
Well, I've had several young ladies who've come in where we tested them. There was some behavior and learning. And well, I had one little girl who came in. She was in first grade. And the teacher wanted to put her on a Ritalin-type product, some, you know, to try to get things under control because she was disrupting the class.
Of course.
And was not learning well, but she was. They knew that she was a bright young lady.
Yeah.
So she brought her in to me instead of putting her on a Ritalin-type product for hyperactivity. And we tested her, did some tests. She was basically pretty healthy, but she had high copper. And so we started her on a liquid zinc that was easy for her to take and some copper detox. And it was remarkable, the changes that occurred. Mm-hmm. And her mom says, you know, when I miss a dose, I know it. and her grades went up, and there was they didn't even think about
peace at last.
Yes, yes. Aww. So that was very gratifying.
Now you mentioned one called beryllium.
Beryllium.
I know it's rare, so I don't have to spend a lot of time on it. But
sure.
What the heck is beryllium?
And now, how do you spell it? Beryllium is the people we've only I've only had two, three patients who've had that in my 30 years as a heavy metal. But it's very, very toxic and is extremely debilitating. Everyone who actually had the beryllium had been in Vietnam. And there was a thought that it had actually come from Agent Orange. It was actually the toxic factor on that and had caused a huge amount of health issues. People develop cancer very quickly, easily. There is a immune. In other words, it's a very, very devastating heavy metal. Not something that I actually see very often. But if it is
it
there,
in your Vietnam vets.
It's very toxic. And if someone had come, if someone does come in with beryllium, I'm actually supposed to let the Center of Disease Control know immediately, so they can, you know, if they weren't in Vietnam, that that they could actually chase it down and figure out where that came from. Because it's so toxic that it shouldn't be out there in the public.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's talk about nickel. Nickel, you find, can be in amalgams.
Yes, and that's usually where nickel toxicity comes from, is from amalgams. And whenever I find nickel, that's a very devastating, especially to the immune system. So heavy toxicity of nickel is something that we take very seriously.
Well, we found one of our daughters was reacting to it. Her earrings had nickel in it.
Right.
Was causing a reaction
sure.
on her.
And so, yeah, and that is something that, you know, when you have the changes in the color in the ears from the earrings, that's a sign of a nickel reaction. And that can actually absorb into the system. So cheap earrings is a... is a place you can actually absorb.
Yeah, she liked
earrings.
We wouldn't buy her cheap earrings after that.
I know.
That's where she got her expensive taste. And then cobalt.
Yes. As we're dealing with cobalt, the main problem that occurs with cobalt is a weakening of the heart muscle. So if you have high levels of cobalt, heart problems will start to develop later on in life. So getting the cobalt down keeps you from heart disease.
Where does the cobalt come from?
Cobalt, I've had several people who worked in automobile manufacturing, was a big place that actually that came from. So that was a very common type of thing in people.
Well, I'm thinking my grandpa, you know, comes over here from Italy, settles in Detroit in the automotive industry, in the foundries, ends up dying of lung cancer, never smoked a day in his life, you know.
Breathing in all the... And probably heavy metals was one of the main things that had hit him.
Well, let's go on and talk about, you know, how do you know if your symptoms are due to heavy metals instead of more, you know, common causes?
You don't. So what we do is it's a very inexpensive test just to out. $110, and you can find out if you have chronic heavy metal toxicity. If we feel that it's acute, we can do urine, blood, but that's limited more to more recent exposures. So hair analysis for chronic heavy metal toxicity is considered the best way and the most accepted way. And what I really like about it is you don't get a whole lot of false positives on that. In other words, the percentage of people that have heavy metal toxicity in the hair analysis that we use is very consistent with what the Center of Disease Control says is common in the population. So it's a very verifiable type of thing. But you do have to, one of the things is that a lot of doctors have bad impressions of hair analysis. But it's, well, it's because a lot of people sit there and say, oh, why don't I get into the business of checking hair analysis for heavy metals? And they weren't really that good at it. So you need to have a well-qualified lab that uses the latest technology. Ours is actually shipped to Germany. They have a very high-level, very well-policed form of hair analysis evaluation. It's extremely accurate, and it definitely gives us very, very true numbers, which is very important. So it's not the problems has been that too many people have actually gotten into it, and sometimes they're doing it in their basement.
So the lab's very important. I know,
which
too,
you
when
use?
You've chosen our labs, you always choose the
I
top.
Do research. I make sure that they are well qualified, certified, and that what they're doing is accurate.
Let's talk about chelation challenge test. Should someone get that?
The problem, what you do is you take a small amount of chelating material, and then you check to see if there's some heavy metals that come out. The problem with that is everybody shows up that they have heavy metal toxicity.
Just living in this world, huh?
Well, yeah, and everybody has some heavy metals. It's not... The hair analysis correlates very well with symptomatology. In other words, if we fix that in there, we see people improve. Everybody is not sick from heavy metals.
Okay. We have heavy metals in us, but whether...
Doesn't mean that you that it's actually causing any type of health issues. So things that show up 100% positive for everyone, I take with a grain of salt. That's actually... So I don't utilize that. The Center of Disease Control, World Health Organization, does not recognize that as a good form of checking for heavy metals. But they do recognize that the hair analysis, if done properly, is a very legitimate way of actually checking it, and it correlates very well. In other words, we're getting only about 10 to 15% of the adult population that actually has a problem, but then we actually have a very high number of children. So it's very agreeable with that. When the Center of Disease Control did the check for children for heavy metal toxicity, they did use the hair analysis system.
And don't worry if you don't have hair on your head.
There are other ways of getting
otherwise.
Right.
And then if we've had some people that were on chemotherapy, and so they didn't have a lot of body hair or hair on their head or facial hair, we can do nails.
Sure.
Right.
So. It's tissue. So as we can take some tissue, then we can find out And the nails are an excellent source on that.
The only thing is, if women do dye their hair, they have to wait 6 weeks. So we have people, women, maybe some men,
sure.
that time that. So just before they get their hair colored after 6 weeks, then
right.
Then they come in. Well, when we come back, let's talk about the best treatments for chronic heavy metal poisoning.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what can a new patient expect when they come into your office?
The first thing is that's extremely important is a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where everything begins.
And that consultation is complimentary, free. They can come in, and the consultation's with you, mm-hmm. which is nice. Yeah.
Yeah, the consultation is absolutely critical. In fact, you can get 90% of your diagnosis just from the consultation.
Mm-hmm. Listening to the patient.
Listening to the patient, finding out what their concerns are, what needs to be done,
mm-hmm.
How we can best help them. Having a good understanding of the complaints of the patient is absolutely critical mm-hmm. for good care. And the patient knowing that we are actually listening to them. We have very thorough intake forms that mm-hmm. are extremely helpful. Gives us quite a bit of information of what's going on into the system. After the consultation, you have to look at the diagnostics.
Okay.
You first have to understand, you know, where the patient's coming from, have an idea, but then you have to know, you know, what to do,
mm-hmm.
What the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference on our diagnostics than from the medical diagnostics. The medical profession, as a disease care-based program, they are looking at disease states and combinations along those lines
mm-hmm.
to treat the symptoms. Our basis of our care is a understanding of what is the underlying cause, finding out what that is. Usually caused by a break from homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear that word if you're listening to our radio program.
You're going to know
every
it well.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Because homeostasis is the basis of our practice. And homeostasis is the basis of health. And we are a health office.
Mm-hmm.
That is what a structure function office is.
Mm-hmm.
So the diagnostics are extremely thorough, probably more thorough than what you would get anywhere else. We look at very extensive blood work. We might do hair analysis, might do some evaluation of the gut because that's so important to one's health. We do a thorough cardiac evaluation. We do a thorough musculoskeletal exam. Many offices that even are into natural health are either just dealing with the functional aspect
mm-hmm.
or they are just dealing with the structural aspect. We are unique in that we deal with both, and both of them extremely thoroughly and extremely well.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Well, we're talking today about xenobiotics, strangers to the body. And let's go into treatment, Dr. Prather. What is the best treatment for chronic heavy metal poisoning?
The most effective means that we have found, the standard on that is chelation.
Mm-hmm.
Where you do IV chelation, where you bind the material and then take it out through the system. But there's a problem with chelation because it can be damaging to the body. It can be an overload to the kidneys, liver, and you can have a lot of side effects that actually occur, and even cause some permanent damage as you're getting it out. So it takes a lot of work. You have to really watch it. You have to watch the numbers as you're doing it. We have referred out. We don't do chelation in our office. We have referred out for chelation for some people, especially with acute poisoning. Mm-hmm. But it's probably less than 1% mm-hmm. of heavy metal toxicity. Usually what we do is we bind the chelation, the heavy metals with some herbs, mm-hmm. Some minerals that are known to be antagonistic, like we use zinc to pull out the copper. We use combination of minerals for the other different types of heavy metals.
And this is through herbals?
Herbals, and then also through minerals. Mm-hmm. So we'll use calcium, magnesium, zinc, those types of things to bind it. But then what really is the magic formula for us and why we are so successful is homeopathic. Homeopathy for the heavy metals is our magic formula. And it gets out the heavy metals in a much quicker way, mm-hmm. With absolutely no damage and
no side effects.
No side effects. People feel okay because you can feel pretty sick while you're detoxing. Mm-hmm. With our program, you don't. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much 100% successful.
Wow.
So the combination of the herbs, the minerals, mm-hmm. and then the homeopathic is really quite an amazing process. Mm-hmm. I had the gentleman who had the cadmium had decided to try some chelation because someone convinced him that that was the best way to do it after we'd kind of gotten it down. And it was a complete disaster.
Mm. He was back in, huh?
He was back in. He says his kidneys were starting to fail. You know, a huge amount of health problems that were occurring because it was coming out of him too fast. Mm-hmm. So we got everything back up to par. We actually were able to get out more cadmium the way we were doing it without any side effects.
Do you call it oral chelation?
It's sort of an oral chelation type of thing.
Uh-huh. Instead of an injectable.
Yeah, instead of IV.
IV, yeah.
And you can do oral chelation, and we have some of those types of things. But the homeopathic is really what makes the difference. Mm-hmm. So finding someone who can homeopathically, along with the other things, really get that out is by far the best results. I had a dentist who had mercury toxicity. Surprise, mm-hmm. surprise. He also had some nickel toxicity along with that from being a dentist for so long. And he had come in to me because he'd heard about that. He wanted to check and see what his levels were. And he said, I tried chelation before. He said it was awful. Mm-hmm. He says, I started losing hair and I felt, you know... mm-hmm. Blood pressure went up. He figured that having the mercury was better. So we did our program, got that out, and he said, well, that was really easy. Mm-hmm. You know, matter of fact, he says, I felt better during the whole time.
Yeah, and dentists are at high risk, especially, you know, now it's much better.
Yeah, they have much better techniques. You know, there are all sorts of safe handling mm-hmm. processes because they are toxic material.
But for years.
For years.
And the suicide rate was pretty high for dentists.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And divorce rate was very high, mm-hmm. suicide rate. And there was a lot of health concerns, a lot of mental health problems that were higher among dentists. Definitely it was a very strong correlation between the exposure to heavy metals and, you know, the health problems that they were having. So that's something that I recommended for every dentist, you know. Well, mm-hmm. actually, everyone should get a hair analysis at least once a year.
Well, let's talk about the Prather practice success rate with heavy metal toxicity.
I really can't think of anybody that we weren't considered successful with. Mm-hmm. So we are 100% successful with our program. Very little side effects. We document we recheck on the hair analysis and make sure. So it's not that, oh, we think you're better. Yeah. We actually check on it and make sure that you're better. Mm-hmm. Also, we do blood work on the damage to the immune system, to the liver, kidneys, all those types of things. We do lung function tests and then demonstrate that the improvement in the health. Mm-hmm. In other words, we're not just getting the heavy metals out, but we're also making changes throughout the entire body where there's a homeostasis is starting to be achieved.
That's
and
the
function's much, much better. Homeostasis is health. So there's a very strong correlation between the heavy metals and problems with people's health.
Let's talk about Parkinson's. Is there a correlation with Parkinson's and heavy metal?
Yes, there's a very strong... we didn't talk about manganese, but if you have high levels of manganese, it can imitate Parkinson's. Now, you can have true Parkinson's, where, you know, it's that. But I have had patients who came in who were diagnosed.
That looked like they had Parkinson's.
They had all the symptomatology, but it was actually manganese toxicity. I had one gentleman from Chicago who had a vacuum type
industry. Yeah, it was his company.
And there was he was very high in manganese, was starting to get all the symptomatology of Parkinson's. We detoxed him. We also had, he had people come in who checked his place. They actually measured that the manganese level was high, put in some vents, some different types of protections on that, got that down, and it reversed his Parkinson's symptoms.
Mm.
So, you know, looking at these things are really very important.
So what changes have occurred when chronic heavy metal toxicity is removed? What changes have you seen?
Well, one of the things is that very definitely is there's a lot of stress on the kidneys. Mm-hmm. So high blood pressure is something that gets under control because the kidneys aren't having to deal with heavy metals anymore.
Interesting.
And so you get the kidneys working better and the blood pressure gets under control. For children, the biggest thing is behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Learning ability becomes much, much better. Immune system also improves quite dramatically. So, you know, there's a lot of things that actually occur along those lines.
Your wife is less agitated.
There's a decrease in agitation. If copper
becomes... I can vouch for that. Yeah.
If copper actually becomes too high, people become suicidal.
Mm.
I had a gentleman who was on a suicide watch. We found copper was just out the roof. Zinc levels were real low. We started him on a detoxification on that. And within 3 weeks, he was off the suicide watch. He says, you know, it had nothing to do with his happiness or anything like that. But it was a, you know, they talk about chemical changes in the brain.
Yeah.
Heavy metals can do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So if you can get that balanced out, you change the brain chemistry and you see a lot of things start to occur.
Interesting. So when should someone be tested for chronic heavy metal poisoning?
Well, it's not that, you know, necessarily, I mean, people don't come in and I says, well, you know, I think you have heavy metal toxicity.
Yeah.
You have health issues. People have complaints. And I said, one of the most important things is not only as we're checking with the hair analysis for heavy metals, we're also checking for mineral balance or mineral deficiencies. And those play a big role in people's health. Again, you're trying to achieve homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
There is a perfect balance in there. So it's not just, you know, then I know that you need to add, along with the blood test, as you put those two together, we know that you need calcium, you need zinc, you need chromium, you need all those different types of things.
Mm-hmm.
Very common thing that we find on diabetic patients is that they need chromium. They're low on that in their hair analysis.
Mm-hmm.
We give that to them. We don't just give them chromium without checking on it.
Right.
We don't give people just zinc, because zinc can also play a big role in diabetes. And if they're low on that, then that's something that will help with their levels.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually be too low on manganese, and that can affect the pituitary and the pancreas. So it's not just on the hair analysis that you're checking for heavy metals, but that's one of the things you're checking for.
Mm-hmm.
But you're looking for the mineral balance of the body. And so everyone, especially children, should have a hair analysis done once a year to maintain proper health.
I know I do. That's just part of my regime, you know, once a year to get checked.
And it makes such a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And
$110.
Right.
Right.
Especially for children. If you want healthy children who don't have, do the very best for their learning, mm-hmm. then hair analysis once a year is a minimum of what you should do.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Prather, very informative as always. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Xenobiotics, strangers to the body. The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.